This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Maybe the U.S. and global economies keep ticking along until the end of time and the markets remain forever chill. But that's not what history tells us. It's also not the view of the biggest hedge fund in the world. Bridgewater Associates in recent weeks has been circulating a warning. Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan got a look at what you might call, well, not a red alert, but maybe a yellow alert. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David.
So listen, first of all, it's lovely living in these Goldilocks conditions. Things not too hot, things not too cold, stock market happy, right?
Right. Lots of classes of U.S. stocks making new highs. The bond market is stable. You're actually starting to get interest income that you can actually measure. Life is good. It's spring. Let's go out and celebrate.
And luckily, trees grow to the sky. This is going to continue ad infinitum. And the prices of things like stocks reflect this notion of things are good right now.
Well, of course. And because things are good and getting better, things will always be good and will always be getting better. I'm surprised you don't realize this, being a sophisticated financial radio host.
Well, it's not just me. Tell me about Bridgewater Associates. This is a pretty big hedge fund, right?
Right. It is the biggest hedge fund in the U.S. It's been enormously successful. It has a terrific record on making money for its investors. And it came out with a report that said, basically, we think everything is overpriced and you better look out.
So the suggestion from this document is the thinking at the big hedge fund is a year from now, the smile is going to be wiped off our faces.
That is correct, if not earlier.
I mean, you don't like the term stocks are overvalued, but they're thinking the direction is down on some of this stuff.
Right. They think U.S. stocks, generally speaking, are overvalued. U.S. bonds, generally speaking, are overvalued because interest rates are going to go higher than people expect. And despite the idea that the Federal Reserve controls everything and it's smooth, they suspect there will be hiccups and problems and possibly grief in the economy. And all of this will work its way in a nasty fashion into stock and bond prices.
Now, they don't say what the specific catalyst is going to be. It's just they have a sense that optimism is driving this. And eventually, someone notices that it's not the fundamentals.
That's right. And if they knew what the catalyst would be, you can be sure they wouldn't put it in a report.
Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.